And then as a parent, I know the power of sitting with your kid and reading in bed before they go to sleep, and how special those moments are. So the idea that we get to create for another family these little moments of closeness and intimacy is really powerful.
That's Brad Davidson, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Ahead, we'll talk about the picture book, Teachers in the Wild. Brad Davidson is a children's book author and a teacher. Rachel Moss Davidson is also a teacher, the illustrator of several children's books, and the author-illustrator of The Helping Sweater. Brad and Rachel have created several picture books, including Pocket Full of Sads. Brad and Rachel, welcome to Conversations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, you both have experience as teachers, so I'm assuming that's the inspiration for this picture book?
Yeah. So Rachel and I both have taught elementary all the way up through high school. And, you know, one of the unique experiences, whether you're on the teacher side of it or you're a kid, I think everybody understands this feeling of really liking to see your teacher in the appropriate domain. But when you see them out in public, having this feeling of, I don't know exactly what I'm supposed to do right now. And what was fun with this was, you know, I wanted this book to be something that both students and young kids would obviously connect with, but also the teachers and the adults reading it, that there was some humor built into that to really honor their experience in this equation as well. So it was really fun to play with.
So, yeah, that was going to be one of my questions, is that especially for younger children that maybe they're being read to, that you keep that adult audience in mind as well. And it sounds like you are.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And I think that that's a collaborative thing with Rachel and I, her with the art and some built in kind of visual humor.
Yeah.
Maybe when it's
yeah. Yeah. That was definitely my goal. Making it funny, like adding lots of visual jokes. That's my favorite thing to do when creating a book. And so, yeah, I mean, I had lots of really funny interactions with kids whenever I taught elementary, because I had 700 kids, and because I taught art. And so I had 700 kids, I had the entire school, and I couldn't go anywhere without seeing kids that I knew. So, yeah.
Yeah. And that's what we have lots of, because we've both been in education a long time. We also have lots of teacher friends.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you just kind of take little anecdotes from different people's stories and in your own personal experience. And I call it the Pixar effect, right? I think that they're so brilliant at making films that connect with a really young audience, but that the adults in the space can appreciate it in kind of a slightly different way. And so that, trying to do that, to where this to me was kind of like a love project for the teachers in my life too. I have such a deep appreciation for the work of teachers that I just wanted them to be seen in this like fun and silly way.
So explain the premise of this book.
Sure. So Teachers in the Wild is written kind of like a field guide. So it's written from the perspective of our narrator, who's a young student, explaining to other young kids, like, how do you deal with the reality of seeing your teacher in the wild? And it really starts with just introducing this idea that they exist in the wild.
They don't just live inside school.
They don't just, which is, you know, it's an odd thing, because intellectually, I think even kids understand that. But there really is something too. We spend all of this time with kids in the building. And elementary teachers, you know, if they have a class that they're self-contained, so they're with their kids all day, I mean, they're spending 8 hours a day with these kids. But it's wild when you see a teacher outside of that, or as a teacher, when you see your students in the wild, it's suddenly this very awkward, I forget names a lot, because like my students have uniforms, so I see them and they're now wearing their own clothes.
And if they see you in public in shorts or something like that, then.
I went to a football game. I made a mistake. I went to a football game in Texas. It was like 100 degrees and I wore shorts, and I work with high schoolers, and I thought nothing of this because it was hot. They spent the first 5 minutes at least of me being at this football game commenting on how hairy my legs are and just talking about they just called me shorts, I think, the whole time I was there, because they found it, you know, so odd. So the book is a field guide. It's explaining how to deal with these interactions in a fun and silly way that I think, I hope at least, we capture really the love that's there as well, and the unique beauty of this relationship between a student and their teacher.
Would you read a small portion of the book for us to give us a taste of what people are going to find?
Yeah, I'd love that. At school, you can always find teachers in their classrooms. But in the wild, teachers roam freely, so there's no telling where they might be. A dentist's office, a hair salon, a pet shop. They could be anywhere. And they camouflage themselves, which makes them extra hard to spot. No solar system dresses or funny costumes. Nope. They look just like everyday people doing everyday things. It's all quite fascinating.
Rachel, could you tell us about your process for creating the images that we see in this book?
When I am working on a book, sometimes I'm the author and sometimes I'm just the illustrator. And so it starts with creating the characters that you're going to see throughout the story. That's the character creation is the most fun to me. I really enjoy creating characters. I also really enjoy creating environments. So this particular book was really fun for me because it had all these classrooms. I spent a lot of time in classrooms as a kid and as a teacher. So decorating classrooms and illustrations, decorating any environment in a book is fun for me. So I got to do that a lot in this one. And I really love when a book, each spread is in a different location. And so I got to do that a lot in this book. With my actual process, I paint and I draw and I color. I use all kinds of art supplies. Any art supply is a good art supply. And I color on paper and then I take photos of that paper with just an iPhone. And I use the images of the paper to do digital collages. So I'll draw all of the illustrations and then I essentially just color them with the images of the paper that I've created so that it was a way for me to just create texture that feels more natural because digital brushes were really difficult for me. I couldn't create the texture that I wanted with them. And so I was just like, why don't you just create paper? And collage is my favorite form of art anyway. So that worked really good for me as an illustrator.
As you both know, often picture books are created by an author and an artist working separately and may even never meet. But I'm curious, since you get to create your books as a team, does that give you a creative advantage?
So it's the only way that I've ever worked. So Rachel's illustrated the three books that I've done. She has had the opportunity to work with some great authors outside of me. But yeah, I think it's a really unique partnership. And all of our projects are shared projects in a way, even the story creation, because we're constantly talking about ideas. It's really helpful for me to bounce things off and go like, what would be best for you? Like, how can we make this scene pop? And she does the same with me.
Yeah, for me, the advantage, because I do like humor in children's books a lot, for me, the advantage is being able to like ask him to write in certain scenes so that I can create a visual joke there. Or like to pull something back so that the joke can just be in the image instead of in the writing and stuff like that. So I think that's, we definitely have an advantage with that. We're also just together all the time, experiencing everything together. So it's like the life experiences are what helps us create these stories. And so being together and just being like, hey, is this a good idea? Because every idea feels like a good idea whenever you first have it. And then you sometimes realize it's not. So having that partnership is...
Yeah, because it's a little bit more than just this feeling of having an author and an illustrator. It's almost like having an in-house editor as well that's helping you think up ideas. We're working on another project right now, and I was finishing up a second draft of the manuscript, and I showed it to Rachel. And anytime I show her my manuscript, my dream is that she'll say, "This is perfect. No book could be better than the book you just wrote." But what I need to hear is what she actually said, which was she had some really, really good ideas of how to tweak it and change it. And, you know, so we've been working together in this capacity for, you know, eight years, something like that. And so we've had to find our own rhythm of how to give and receive feedback in a way that feels good, and how to kind of do this partnership together. And so
we've gotten better at it.
We've gotten a lot better at it. Yeah.
It's not perfect. But we've gotten better.
Yeah. I didn't realize, Dan, how separate these worlds were. Yeah. When we started this process, I think I just assumed, oh, it's a really collaborative process between the author and the illustrator.
Yeah. And that's hard for me. Like, even with creating books for other authors, I usually will like try to at least just talk to them a little bit on Instagram, because it's really difficult to, I want to be able to create a world and a book that feels like their book. I don't want it to just feel like all my creative ideas, like all my characters, because the people I know and love always show up in my books. And so I want the people they love to show up in their books. And so I've been fortunate enough to be able to talk. I've only worked with two other authors at this point, and I've been fortunate enough to be able to get enough of their life to feel like I put their people into their books and stuff like that. So, I mean, I feel really fortunate that I've never been completely separate from an author when working with them.
Well, it sounds like you really enjoy the collaborative process. What is it you enjoy about writing for this age group?
Kids are so fun. And I, like I said, I love teachers. I never intended to be in education. I was a theater major at the University of Oklahoma. I was intending to be an actor and got into teaching kind of by accident because I needed a day job. And so I started subbing. And working with kids, I just have grown to really love how curious they are, how creative they are. One of our favorite things to do together, which is another benefit of us working together, is school visits. And getting to go and actually see kids read our book, experience it, you know, laugh with it. We love to do creative storytelling with them where almost like an improv sketch that they're helping us write a book and Rachel's illustrating it live. And, you know, one of the things that's so important to Rachel, and she talks, anytime she talks to kids, she wants them to know that they have a story to tell and that their story matters and that they don't have to wait to tell it. And so anything that we can create that causes a kid to wonder, to think, to view the world differently than they did before or expand it, to laugh, just to have a real human moment. And then as a parent, I know the power of sitting with your kid and reading in, you know, in bed before they go to sleep and how special those moments are. So the idea that we get to create for another family these little moments of closeness and intimacy is really powerful. I mean, I love this age group because they're also unpretentious and they'll just say whatever's on their mind. Like they're really, it's, you never know exactly what you're going to get from them. And I just love the energy that brings.
So, yeah, I mean, they're just so fun. They're just so excited about everything. And everything is like, I don't know, an opportunity for creativity and like connection. They're just so cute. It is really, really nice. My favorite part is definitely doing book visits. I've been really fortunate to get to work with multiple nonprofits who have given away books to children. And in those opportunities, I've had kids tell me like, this is my very first book. And first of all, I can't believe it's their very first book. But I'm so glad they're getting a book. And I can't believe that I get to be the very first book that they ever receive. Like, that's just so awesome. And I'm just glad that I get to have those opportunities. So for me, I love creating art. Art is forever and always my favorite thing to do. But it's also just being a part of something bigger than myself where kids get to receive their first books and their first time getting to meet an author or illustrator. I mean, not that I'm like that cool or anything, but like they have so much fun doing it. And
you're
so
cool.
I appreciate
them. Yeah, you're cool to me.
I appreciate that aspect of it so much.
Well, I can really sense you guys enjoy working together to create these. Do you have more collaborations planned for the future?
Yeah, so we've got manuscripts that were kind of in the works and that are on submission. We had a book come out last year called I Like Your Face that we collaborated on. Rachel's got...
I have a book coming out with Marsha Arguton Mickelson that is called Double Enchiladas. That was so fun to illustrate for her. And it's an immigration story dealing with food. And I'm Cuban and my family immigrated from Cuba. And so getting to work on a project like that is a gift to me. And so that book will come out next year.
Yeah.
And then we have lots of things, hopefully, that someday will be out in the world.
So if any publishers are out there listening right now, No, we have a lot that are on submission and it's just, you know, just waiting for the right hands to find it.
Well, this current picture book is Teachers in the Wild, written by Brad Davidson and illustrated by Rachel Moss Davidson. Brad and Rachel, thank you for talking with me today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen to the latest episodes on your phone or tablet, and you'll also find us on Facebook. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.